I welcome you with all my heart. It's good to be with you again. Once in my house, nobody was home. I sat down in front of a picture of Ramana Maharshi. And I stared at the picture. When I looked at my watch, 12 hours had passed. What does this have to do with anything? Nothing. I have nothing else to say. So I thought I'd share that with you. Something you should bear in mind if you want to awaken and find peace is that you can make certain statements to yourself or out loud which will help in the awakening process. One such statement is, I am consciousness. I am consciousness. Think of what that means. I am consciousness. All three of those words mean the same thing. When you say I am, you're not referring to your physical self. You're referring to omnipresence. And when you say consciousness, again you're referring to omnipresence, to the self. It's like saying God, God, God. I am consciousness mean the same thing. They're all synonymous, all those words. Now, what is consciousness and what does consciousness mean? We hear all of the time, those of us who have been practicing Advaita Vedanta, everything is consciousness. Then, are you consciousness? The way you appear does not seem to be consciousness, but you are. The word consciousness denotes a power that is conscious of itself. It is not conscious of you as a person. It is conscious of itself. When you understand what this means, you realize that consciousness is also another word for pure awareness. Pure awareness is consciousness. Just think of the word awareness. What does it mean? You're aware of something. You are aware that you are consciousness. All those words are synonymous. There is only consciousness as pure awareness. And I am that. Said with the right understanding, this will immediately awaken you to an extent. Now when you realize that you are consciousness as pure awareness, it equals bliss. Now we have another word to ponder, bliss. I am consciousness as pure awareness, expressing as bliss. That's powerful stuff. You're dealing with dynamite. If you say those words with sincerity, you'll disappear. You'll evaporate. Think of that. I am consciousness as pure awareness, expressing as bliss. Bliss is another word for consciousness and awareness. Those words cannot really be defined. They can only be experienced. When you realize that you are bliss, you are no longer the body. You become something else completely. People see you as the body. But you are not the body. And you know that you are not the body. You feel something so wonderful that in the beginning stages you start crying, you start laughing, all at the same time. The body does this. It's an expression of bliss. Every cell of your body becomes bliss. Bliss is your real nature. Consciousness is your real nature. Pure awareness is you. Therefore, as you ponder these things, something definitely begins to change within you. I am consciousness total awareness expressing as bliss. Now what does this do to you as a human being? It transcends your human experience. It lifts you beyond the relative world into reality. There's no explanation. You try to explain this to your friends, you cannot. As a matter of fact, you find that your friends disappear because they think you're crazy. And you probably never needed those friends to begin with. You begin to identify with the substratum of existence. You're no longer part of the world of effects. As you are aware, this is a world of effects in which we live. There's no permanency in this world. Everything comes and goes. To identify with the world is to suffer. Therefore, to find the truth is to experience bliss. No matter what you may acquire in this world, you still suffer. As long as you believe you are the body-mind concept, this is what causes suffering. If only because of deterioration. As most of you know, as soon as you're born, you start to die. It's therefore foolish to be satisfied only with a material existence. I realize, even as I say this, if I wrote some of you a check for $10,000, I'd probably never see you again. Because you would think foolishly you've got something special. But that'll be gone soon. Or you'll worry about it. There is nothing in this world that can really bring you true happiness. Now, I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm telling you the truth. It is only as you discover your true identity that the real happiness and the real joy begin to be expressed through you. You don't have to wait until you are self-realized. Even if you believe you're the body, still. Just by understanding that there's something greater, something higher, something more beautiful, begins to make you feel good. Or shall I say, as you disidentify with the world, as you begin to disassociate yourself with identification of the world. I'm not speaking of leaving your job or going away from your family or changing anything at all. I'm speaking mentally. As you disengage your mind from worldly attachment, goodness takes its place to that extent. Say, for instance, as an example, you really love your job. You've been working for 15 years and you love your job. As long as you love your job, something will happen to you to make you change your mind. Some kind of suffering will ensue. But if you realize this is the work I'm doing now, and I do this work because this is my karma, or this is where I find myself, but I am not that. I am consciousness, appearing as total awareness, expressing as bliss. That is my true nature. As you begin to identify with the higher power, your job will become more smooth and perfected than you can ever imagine. You're no longer thinking, I love my job. You're beginning to understand that you are an embodiment of love yourself. Love just is. It has nothing to do with the job at all. And you become happy. Happy not because you've got a job, not because you own a home, not because you've got what you want, but you become happy because you realize happiness is bliss. Happiness is consciousness. And consciousness is all that there is. And everything takes care of itself. So you see, you do not have to make any physical changes. You do not even have to question, shall I stay here or leave here? Shall I stay with this person or leave this person? Shall I stay in Los Angeles or go to San Francisco? There's nothing you have to do but remember who you are. Isn't that amazing? All you have to do is identify with your reality. And everything will take care of itself. The place to begin is your own mind. When you get up in the morning, make that statement to yourself. I am consciousness, appearing as total awareness, expressing as bliss. Do not focus your attention too much on your body, or on your work, or on your home, or anything else that has to do with the personal I. But lift up your thoughts, your mind will automatically come to rest in the heart all by itself, and you will experience bliss all the time. You do not really have to think about these things. You simply have to remember. For when you voice, I am consciousness, you're speaking the truth about yourself. When you say, I am John, or Mary, or Jim, or Henrietta, you're speaking a lie about yourself. And the lie pulls you deeper, deeper, deeper into materiality. But when you say, I am consciousness, and you sort of ponder that for a while, all of a sudden you start to feel good. For no reason. You just became bankrupt, but you feel good. A family member died, you feel good. You just feel good. I'm not saying you make a fool out of yourself and say, I don't care what's happening. When you feel good the way I'm describing, spiritually good, you have a great compassion for everyone, for everything. You give out loving kindness to everything, to humans, to animals, to vegetables, to minerals, it's all the same. It's all consciousness. And finally it dawns on you that the whole universe is none other than myself. I am as the universe. Therefore, from that moment on, when this realization comes to you, you understand that whatever you give outside of yourself, you're giving to yourself. If you give out hate, you're hating yourself. If you give out love, you're loving yourself. Now, speaking of the person who is just beginning to unfold, once you awaken completely, there's no longer any hate, there's no longer any love, there's no longer thinking about giving out or taking in, there are no others, you just become silence. but on the path to that, you see signs. You notice you're becoming kinder, more loving, more compassionate. So when a family member dies, you have a great compassion, a great love. And you help the suffering family members. You do not say, I don't care. Many people take these teachings the wrong way. They believe you're not supposed to care. I don't give a damn attitude. But that's wrong. You just understand you give of yourself completely simply because you are the self of all. There's only one self. That self is consciousness. Pure awareness, bliss. All the words are synonymous. Therefore, when you get up in the morning, think of these things. Start your day thinking of those things. The worst thing you can do in the morning is grab a cup of coffee and put on the TV. And you can see why. Because you're influenced by what's going on the TV. The TV becomes your God. Or the radio. Or the cup of coffee. Rather think of yourself as consciousness. Think of the highest truths. And then if you need a cup of coffee, you can drink the coffee while you realize the coffee is consciousness. If you want to watch the TV, as long as you realize the TV is consciousness, it makes no difference. But until you can see it that way, it's better not to watch too much TV. Think of how opinionated you are right now. You have your ways, you have your ideas, your opinions. You stick up for your rights. What rights? You're simply sticking up for your ego. You want the world to know this is me. And you're making a big mistake. Because you're inflating the ego. The ego gets bigger and bigger, and you think you're more important than anyone else. So when you get on the spiritual path, many times life comes along and pulls the rug from under you. This is to make you understand that as a human being you're nothing. Doesn't mean a thing. This is why so many people tell me, Robert, since I came to you, things have gotten worse in my life. And I always say, that's good. Now you're beginning to make progress. If humanly things got better, would most of you take this path? Unfortunately not. Let's face it. The only reason most people come into spiritual life is because usually the life is all screwed up. Am I wrong? And they're looking for answers. Therefore, that's good. The people who are not here, their life is all screwed up, but they don't know it yet. So you're ahead of the game. And again, the reason things go wrong in your life when you're on the spiritual path is because of your meditations, because of your practice. You're bringing all of your past karma to the surface. Not only from this life, but from previous experiences. It's all coming up. Only you've learned how to handle it. Whatever happens to you, you don't start crying like you used to do, or get upset, or get angry, or get mad. Instead, you ask yourself calmly, to whom has this come? Who's experiencing this? And soon you will say, I am. Only you will realize that the I you're referring to, the personal I, is your ego. And you will conclude that only your ego is going through this experience, not you. And you'll be happy. And when you become happy and you have not reacted, then that experience will be done with. You will not have to go through that again. The reason you go through experiences again and again and again in your life is because you react. Whatever you react to becomes a part of your life. But let's say you go home tonight and you find your house is burned down. If you say, I am consciousness, I am absolute reality, expressing His bliss, and then you ask, to whom has this come? You will be safe. You will realize that this too shall pass. And you'll probably wind up getting an insurance policy that you had. And you'll get more than the house was worth. And you will have to move somewhere else. And you will find more happiness when you move than what you had before. In other words, everything is in your favor. There is nothing against you. You must always remember this, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what appears to have come upon you that you consider negative, it's a blessing in disguise. Sounds strange, but true. It's a blessing in disguise, believe it or not. If you handle it in the right way, and you work through it by not reacting to it, it'll turn into something so beautiful you can't imagine. I can assure you of this. But if you react, you may win. You may get your point across. That will only last a short while. Then you'll have to go through the condition again and again, perhaps with other people. And you'll never know why you suffer so much. The choice, therefore, is yours. Whom shall I follow this day, God or Mammon? God, of course, is consciousness. Mammon is the world. That's the only freedom you've got, to make a choice whom you will follow. If you turn within yourself and realize your identity, you'll be safe. If you weep with the world, you will continue to weep. It will never end. So you begin in the morning and you try to remember during the day, I am not the body. I am not my experience. I am consciousness. Expressing as pure awareness. I am bliss. And as soon as a situation befalls you that you don't like, you ask yourself, to whom has this come? To me? Who's me? I am. Where did the I come from? What is the I? Who am I? And you abide in the I, following it to its source. Its source, of course, is the statement that you just made to yourself prior to that. I am consciousness, expressing as pure awareness, resulting in bliss. That is the source. In that source, there is no personal I. In that source, there's nothing happening. In that source, all is well, and everything is unfolding as it should. That source is you. And you are the universe. I'll take questions.
Robert, I got a question. These different ways that you teach, like meditation, like I am and I am consciousness, I was wondering, isn't it better to just stick to one instead of like mixing I am and who I am?
No, not really. No, you know why? Because it becomes boring after a while for the average person. I've known so many people who have worked with who am I, and they give it up after a month because of boredom. Nothing is happening. The human mind is made like that. It becomes bored after a while with anything. So when you're working with who am I, and you see that nothing is happening after a while, you give up the whole practice. But when you have something to fall back on, and you can change, then you'll start seeing results.
But should one stay with one, like when I'm doing the who that I am, sometimes the question who am I also rises in between the I am.
Then work with that.
It's okay to work on that.
Of course. Make your spiritual practice simple.
Also in the I am, is the I am stressed more than the silence, or is the silence that follows?
The silence is the I am.
That should be emphasized.
The silence is very important. When you say I am, it is the ego speaking, the mind. When you silence, then you're in reality, consciousness. Consciousness is really silence. All the words I spoke tonight are from silence. Everything leads to silence. When you practice who am I, the purpose of the practice is to become silent. If you're practicing it correctly, after a while, the who am I stops altogether, and the silence becomes very strong. So silence is the greatest teacher.
Saying I am consciousness is the same as saying I am Shiva.
Yes, it is. But when you say I am Shiva, you usually think of a form, or some people do. When you say I am consciousness, it's more omnipresent. It makes you see that consciousness is the universe and everything in it. Especially for Americans, because they believe Shiva is an idol or a person or a form. Sort of a limitation to Americans. Therefore, it's best to say I am consciousness. But it's really the same thing.
When I do the I am consciousness, it tends to evoke a kind of quality that I would call beingness. That seems to be different from the silence, which is just a sort of blank.
Yes. Whatever it invokes, simply become the witness. Watch, observe, and that'll go away, and silence will ensue.
But it's not a non-silence, it's a very lovely feeling of a kind of full emptiness.
Well, what's the question?
I'm just questioning the difference between this full emptiness and an emptiness. In other words, an emptiness being a blank as opposed to this quality that seems to be kind of a beingness.
when there's a quality present, it's still the mind. Emptiness is total emptiness. It's unqualified. It's bliss. But it's no quality whatsoever. It's something beyond explanation. It's a state of nothingness. And yet it's the state of God, of total awareness. And yet it's beyond that too. But as long as you're feeling a quality, try to go beyond that. When you feel absolute zero, and there's a true state of silence. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure about the words, in the sense that certainly this quality that it evokes is quite pleasant. And it's almost as if it brings kind of a foreground feeling of open, kind of full space, as opposed to chatter or blank.
That's a good place to be. But as long as it evokes anything at all, pleasantness, is not the ultimate. The ultimate is beyond that.
In the beginning, when you were looking at this picture for 12 hours went by without being aware of it?
Oh, yes.
Same situation. You're not really there.
When you're in the silence, there's no time, there's no space. Those things do not exist in that plane.
I get questions come up, and then I hear, that's what I'm going to do with the answers. I don't have the question.
You're getting smart.
At the end, I take the question and answer and throw them both out.
Too. What took you so long?
Well, I don't want to push myself down.
Of course.
Can you tell me, like, which is the most direct way? Who am I the most direct way? If you don't get bored with it, is it?
Who am I is the most direct way? Yes. That's a wonderful way to go, if you can handle it. You can also change it to, what am I? You have to go with your nature. And some people's nature to say, I am that I am. If you learn to become still enough, then whatever you have to do will be revealed to you. It will come of its own accord. Be gentle with yourself. be like this dog. He doesn't care what's going on. He's just happy.
Yeah, very disrespectful. He's snoring.
He's being himself.
A lot of good that'll do him.
How do you know?
I don't.
He's doing it.
It just seems that way. I don't really know.
The dog is blessed to be in Henry's house. I see all these different teachers that come in. It's a special privilege for a dog.
And the teachers are blessed to have the dog here.
That's true too. I've been told by a lot of you that you're making wonderful results with the I Am meditation, that things are happening. So we'll continue practicing that. Let's do it now. Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes if you want to. And the first thing you do is relax every muscle in your body. After you relax all your muscles, you simply begin to watch your breathing. If you have a practice of Vipassana meditation, you do that. You become aware of the sensations in your body. And you watch your breath. Now you ask yourself the question, who watches? Who is watching the breath? And the answer is, I am. With your respiration, you inhale, you say, I. and you exhale, you say, I am.